이거 정군.
When war broke out on the night of December the 15th last year, Nyanlen, a mother, was at home in Mangatein, a suburb of the capital Juba. As gunshots rang out in her neighborhood, she says she hid underneath the bed with her five children. She managed to escape and seek refuge at a nearby UN mission camp. In April this year, she and a number of some displaced Nuer colleagues decided to leave the UN camp and return to live near their old neighborhoods. But it's not until recently that Nyanlen got the courage to visit her old home. The scars of war were still evident.
This house of mine is turned into a rubble. Before it was destroyed, I had no worries. Even when my husband was away, I was living with his relatives. Now life is hard. Neighbors are no more. Everywhere around my place is a bush.
Currently, Nyanlen lives and sleeps in a shop in a market near her old house. She makes and sells tea to raise money to keep her family afloat. The father of her children, a soldier, was also killed in the current conflict. She says she was forced to leave two of her older children inside the UN camp because of a shortage of space in her current home. The civil war has indeed taken a toll on the new nation and its people. Jonathan Beach is UNICEF's representative in South Sudan.
Everything has gone back to zero, particularly in the three states that have been most heavily affected. Almost 1.9 million people displaced. More than half of them children.
I visited Bor, one of the worst hit places, in January. Rotting corpses littered the streets as the stray dogs and the army patrolled the town. Today, thousands of IDPs have now crossed back to the town from the west bank of the Nile, where they had fled. Dances and wrestling marches are cropping up again in the town. Confidence is building again. But not all the IDPs are ready to come out from UN shelters, as UNICEF's Jonathan Veitch explains.
More than 100,000 people are still sheltering in the protection of civilian sites, the UNMISS bases. Why are they still there? Why are they still living in these terrible conditions that we've all seen? Because of fear.
That fear is well grounded. In April, an angry mob of armed Dinka youth clashed with the United Nations troops in Bor near the UN compound. Scores of people from both sides lost their lives in the exchange. But the government has a different view of the IDPs still sheltering inside the UN camp in Bor, as then Commissioner Agonalier explained.
Those who are still remaining in the UNMISS now are of different categories. First, you have the elements of the so-called White Army, these ragtag elements of Riek Machar. You have members of the armed forces that have joined the rebellion, basically Division 8 in case of Tiongole, those who are commanded by Major General Gadet, okay? These people have participated physically in destroying this area.
But the opposition has a different view. They say the IDPs are afraid to return to their old homes. The civil war has affected inter-ethnic relations between various ethnic communities, particularly between the Dinka and Nuer communities around the country. In one of the largest states, Jonglei, the presence of thousands of Nuer IDPs inside the UN camp in a Dinka-dominated area is a major source of tension for both sides. The last year has been a merciless period for Nyanlen, a husband dead, two children still displaced inside a UN facility, and a house razed to the ground. She prays that peace will come to South Sudan sooner rather than later.
I think a lot about my husband. Why wouldn't I remember? But death came for all South Sudanese, not my husband alone. I think about somebody I used to be with. I had not seen him for 4 years. Then the war broke out last year and he was killed. I think about a lot of things. Even my mind is becoming confused. What can we do to bring peace? Only God can bring peace to the two sides.